Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Real ideas coming. What do we need to know? Let's go in-depth with incoming Marion County Treasurer Michaela Biguet and Vicki Chambers with the Treasurer's Office. Michaela, what's Real ID?
The Real ID is federal legislation that came about as a result of the 9/11 Terrorism Act. It's part of the effort to prevent terrorism. The important part of this legislation is that they realized after 9/11 that people could use driver's licenses, particularly CDLs, to have a lot of access and do very naughty things. So this is hopefully a way that they can prevent some of those individuals from slipping through the system.
Okay, and so the main concern is terrorism then. And the commercial, and especially the people with the commercial driver's license, they had
right.
access to things or to places. Is that what it is?
Right. So now to obtain your driver's license, if you turn 14 and want to get a permit or you want to move in from another state, you have to prove your identity to the state of Iowa before we will issue you an Iowa driver's license.
Well, now I remember maybe 13, 14 years ago, I wandered in here and maybe talked with you, Vicki.
Could have,
and probably. got my driver's license, my driver's license, one that I hadn't had since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you just took my driver's license from New Mexico, and I was okay. And that's all you needed back then, right?
That's all. That's very correct. That's all you needed back then. But since this has taken into an effect, you have to prove your identity. So that's where the Real ID comes in now. No matter if you move into Iowa from another state or you move from another state into Iowa or vice versa or whatever, it's a federal act. So you're going to have to prove your identity no matter what now.
How do I prove my identity?
Well,
I know who I am.
That's right. And we know who you are. But
and we hear that a lot, actually.
Right, exactly. You need to prove your identity. Number one, a certified birth certificate.
Okay.
Or a passport and a Social Security card. You don't need the birth certificate and the passport. If you have a valid passport, you've already proved who you are with passport services. So that would be fine. But now let's say you have changed your name since you were born. Okay, we need the paper trail on how you got to where you were. A lot of it would be like a certified marriage certificate where you changed your name. So
okay.
you need that documentation also.
This mm-hmm. is one of those things that is really simple yet really complicated at the same time. Mm-hmm. It can be very simple for some people who have a birth certificate. They provide their Social Security card, proof of residency, such as a piece of mail, their address on a checkbook, something printed with their name and address on it. Gold star. However, we have those cases where, for example, we had one woman come in. She had been married and divorced several times, and she had been married and divorced in several different states. She was in the military, so she was married in California, divorced in Washington, married in Vegas, divorced in Maryland. So to go back 35 years and provide that paper trail was almost impossible for her. So
I'd be in tears, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
She was not happy, and understandably so. We completely get that. What she ended up doing was going up to the clerk of court and applying for a petition that the court recognize her legal name for what it was. There's a cost to do so and a waiting period, but that's what she had to do in order to be issued an Iowa license. We have cases where, for example, you have someone who is born under one name and through family situations, they are that their birth father maybe is no longer in the picture. A stepdad comes into the picture. child assumes stepdad's name, goes all through school with that name, graduates college with that name, has that name on their marriage certificate even when they get married. However, there was never any legal adoption that took place.
Oh my.
So those are other situations where it becomes really, really difficult for the state to recognize that person's name because there's no legal paper trail documenting that. So those are situations that we like people to be aware of ahead of time because they will take time to resolve and there may possibly be a cost.
And a lot of it does have to do with the terrorism, but a lot of it has to do with dual identity. There's too many people out there that have dual identities. So they're cracking down on that part of it too. That has something to do with it. You need to prove who you are and how you got there.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about Real ID with incoming Marion County Treasurer Michaela Biguet and Vicki Chambers with the Treasurer's Office.
Like the aliases in the,
right,
in the
correct.
Movies, well, James Bond movies or whatever.
Mm-hmm. How many years, it wasn't too many years ago, when you could go to Warren County and have a driver's license right. issued. You would get the plastic handed to you right there. Well, what naughty people could do is they could steal your checkbook, go to Warren County, get a driver's license in your name. Now they could use your checkbook with an accompanying ID with their picture on it. Same day, they could come to Marion County. Let's say they stole somebody else's credit card at the same time, come to Marion County, get a driver's license in that credit card person's name, have an accompanying ID to use that credit card, and they found out that was
happening a lot.
Yes.
In fact, they did find one terrorist guy in Cedar Rapids through this process when it very first started, and he was wanted, but he had several different identities in several different states. But see, we got facial recognition that goes along with this too, so, you know.
Wow.
Well, and that's, Vicki, you hear a lot of people complain, I can't smile anymore for my
right,
picture.
Exactly.
I don't want to take my glasses off. I don't want to take my hat off. But that's why that picture goes through facial recognition software.
And
so if there is somebody out there trying to assume your identity, that's going to be
And that's why
caught.
You only get the paper one right now because it's going through other security.
So what do I need? I walk in, you know me. What do I need, even though you know me?
You would need a passport or a birth certificate, a Social Security card. If you do not have the actual Social Security card, then you can use a W-2 or a 1099 with the full Social Security number on it. And then you would need something to prove your residency in Iowa. Piece of mail, a checkbook, and then you would be able to get the Gold Star.
Can I have somebody vouch for me? Can I say, Michaela knows where I live?
If it was only that easy, yes, but no, you cannot. You are who you are, so you would have that legal documentation.
Okay.
So that's why you had to prove yourself.
And so I have to dig back in for my, figure out where my Social Security
right.
card is.
Right.
And my Social Security card's so old, it's on parchment.
Okay, so, well, then that could be another problem, because it has to be readable when we scan it and put it into your file. We
okay.
have to be able to see your name, and we have to be able to see your number.
All right.
And it can't be an old, dilapidated Social Security card.
Okay, and so this is doubly hard for women that are married, then.
Right. But they have kind of made it a little bit easier, because we're finding out now some of the newer marriage certificates will have the maiden name on it. So when you get your marriage certificate, if there's a spot on there, if it says also known as, and it has their maiden name, they don't have to have all that stuff in between. They just have to have the birth certificate and the new marriage certificate, because that new marriage certificate will have their maiden name on it. So they don't have to prove all of it, because that marriage certificate did it for them.
So the worst case scenario then is a woman that wasn't officially adopted by a stepfather who has several divorces in several different states and no passport. And maybe never has worked or have a social security number if she's old enough, right?
Right. And a lot of times with people that are older, the problem we run into is they have documents, but they're not certified documents.
They're hospital documents, or they're just documents from like the church and the ministers. Those are just basically souvenir copies. They're not legal documents. They have to have legal documents. And we run across that all the time. That's the only thing I've ever had. And that's probably very true because they never got a certified copy. So if you have a hospital birth certificate that has feet prints on it, that's just basically a souvenir copy you put in the baby book because the hospital issued it to you.
That's what I've got. That's all I have.
Right. And that's just a souvenir copy.
Really?
That was my husband when he came up to get his. We had to go back to the state of Minnesota and order his birth certificate because he had never had it. And he gave us, you know, the same argument. This is what I've always had. I've used this for school, for college, for everything.
And
but
you,
now the you state could is not before. Recognizing those.
Right. You could before. That is what everybody used. But now with all the technology, they're too easy to make. They're too easy to make yourself have another identity.
Oh, my.
So you have to have the certified copy from wherever it was recorded in what state.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about Real ID with incoming Marion County Treasurer Michaela Biguet and Vicki Chambers with the Treasurer's Office.
Okay, so when do we have to have this done?
October of 2020. And that is only if you are going to fly commercially within the U.S., you're going to go in certain federal buildings and nuclear facilities. Then you will be required to have the Gold Star, the Real ID. But if you don't do those, you really are not required to show all that document.
So the only thing I'm probably going to do is fly.
So well, the VA is a federal building.
Oh, my. So I couldn't even go to the CBOC.
Correct.
And visit.
All military bases will require this. And we have a lot of people give us the response, oh, well, I'm not in the military anyway. What could happen, maybe you have a niece or nephew or a grandson or granddaughter that you want to go watch graduate from basic training. You have to have the Gold Star on your license before they'll allow you onto the base.
And sometime it might even be a federal building in Des Moines or something.
Correct. All of the federal buildings in Des Moines will require it.
Oh, my. All right. So what's that deadline again?
October of 2020.
And the next month in first Tuesday in November, there's an election. Does this impact anything with the election? I have to show an ID?
No, the Gold Star does not affect the elections and having to have that to vote and stuff. No.
Okay.
No.
So, all right. Well, we don't have to worry about that because that could be quite a mess election night.
Right.
Right. They've not informed us.
No.
And looking on the website, I did not see any indication of that.
Basically, it's just if you're in any federal facilities, federally regulated commercial airlines, and nuclear plants.
Right, because it's federal legislation
that
they are requiring the states to comply with.
Okay. I don't have an option. Somehow, or any of us, all of our listeners, we don't have an option. We have to be in here and have our real ID, really, if we want to go into any federal building or fly by October of 2019.
Correct.
2020.
Yeah, 2020.
By October of 2020. Yep. Some of us better get working on it, being able to dig up all those documents.
And they also are letting us renew up to a year early with your documents. And it'll just follow suit right behind the years that you already have. It won't take any years away. You'll finish your years and then go on. So we can renew up to 1 year early with the proper documents.
Okay, now, so you want us to start trickling in and getting these.
we are strongly encouraging anybody who's able to provide the documents to go ahead and bring them in with renewal. If you're not able to obtain the Real ID at renewal, you can always add it for $10 later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But if we don't start trickling in that month, it's going to be crazy town here at the courthouse.
It could be.
It probably will be anyway. Mm-hmm. No one's getting vacation during that month, are
right,
they?
Right, right. Yeah. True.
And I think the literature I received from the state said that right now we are at about 25% compliance.
Okay. So, well, that's pretty good.
I think that's excellent. And that's statewide. I believe the goal is somewhere between 70 and 90% compliance. Mm-hmm. Because you also have to realize, number one, not everybody will need it. Not everybody will be accessing those facilities that will require it. And just because the deadline is October 1st of 2020 doesn't mean that everybody has to have it by then.
Right.
Because we won't okay. all be making a mad rush to the military bases
okay.
on October 2nd.
Right.
So
that's just when it takes an effect.
I see. Correct. So I don't have to worry about some fine or something if I'm a little tardy.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's relieving. That, in fact, that's the only thing about this conversation that's relieving. Well, I guess it's going to be harder for people to steal my identity. That's good.
Right, which is a good thing.
And stopping terrorism.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Another good thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anything else our listeners need to know?
I really recommend that you go to the iowadot.gov website. The really handy part of the website is that it has a questionnaire that will actually walk you through the documents that you need. It will ask you questions that you're able to answer, and then the website will give you feedback. Okay, here's a list of documents that you need to bring in to obtain your Real ID.
Okay, well, that's going to help a lot then. And I bet you're willing to help here at the courthouse too.
Absolutely. Yes. We receive a lot of phone calls, and we try very hard to walk people through mm-hmm. over the phone what they need to bring in so that we can save trips.
That just come up and ask before they make the trip to do their license.
And so you can guide them just mm-hmm. like you. Mm-hmm. When I said, what do I need? And you told me you'll do that for them.
But like Michaela said, the website is an excellent source. It takes your hand and walks you right through it.
That's the kind of help I need.
Thanks to Michaela Bigouet and Vicki Chambers for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.